vuoden här affärisen här ser jag. Så här blev jag gå ut där and eat dinner with old Bob most of the day. He said, you be back here at 1 o'clock. Said, we want to go out to Le Pine and out through Louvain, Patchburg and on through Troy and up Oran Highway and Chiny Grove. I said, I ain't got a sign of a license, ain't got no license and no tag. Hell, you can't run a car on license, it take gas to run a car, and I'm gonna put that in there. So I went home and drilled my car around the back of the house and told Bill to tell him somebody come at me. I had to leave. So that old man happened to keep him down there. And when he did come to my house, he got drunk, was walking across the ditch. He's a straight old fella. And as a boat went across the ditch, I said, can you cross this ditch? He said, yeah. And he got slammed across the ditch and went to pick up his feet to step off on the ground. He got old Bellum. And he went in a ditch deep as that dough there. Flatter his back in the mud and water. And I got down there and got him out. Get him up there to the house and build a fire for him. The next news I hear of that old man, he fell in a fire and burned up.
Is that right? Drunk.
Fell in a fire and burned up, he said. Now he was a bad fellow. Now you talking about folks scared of him. His knees had him working for him. And he hated old Cam Jim's wife so bad when she'd come out there, he'd eat at the stove. He wouldn't eat there. He said if he eat at the table where she was, he'd kill her. They got to squabbling there one day, and old man Gus had old man Jim get in. Hell, he got mad at old Cam Jim. Well, don't nobody kill us about me no harm. I believe I'm going in here and kill myself. So he walked into the closet and carried his pistol in there. He stayed in there a few minutes, had a fire, the pistol said, bah! Said he heard him sliding down here in the wall, sitting down in there. Said, did nobody open the door? Said, we had a fire, we got him down, open the door. By God, you thought I did, didn't you? He had the gun, shoot, then he gonna snatch the door from the tree
back.
Yeah, I had a lot of experience with white people. Lot of it, lot of it, lot of it. I was waiting for a man once cleaning off the yard to barbecue a hole. He was drunk. And it's a drizzling rain. He daggummit, let me go in here and get Jello rain coat put on. And I was raking out there in the yard. He went in the house putting rain coat on. And the house is up high in the ground. He come out there where I was working at with the rain coat on, went under the house with it on, left me out there in the rain. He said, daggummit, here I am under the house with the coat on and my dead rain. Well, that Gus was a sight, and he'd better live in this house and down there, and he'd come. He had a fellow followed him around. He made him play a guitar for him. And he'd make him swap right off on one song to another. He didn't care what he was playing. He'd tell him something else. He had to get right off his guitar, wouldn't you? He'd be playing, ain't I rain no more, ain't I rain no more, play the same, oh, the same.